Segment 2. Whenever adults try to learn a foreign language, they end up feeling frustrated when they fail to go beyond a certain level. John Smith investigates why adults are not successful language learners, especially compared with kids.
It happens time and again. A family immigrates, and all its members have to learn the language of their new home. The kids seem to become completely proficient in a relatively short time. In fact, the younger the child, the faster the language is acquired. As for the parents, try as they might, they never reach a level of competence comparable to that of their children. Some people may even never learn the language of their adopted country, no matter how long they live there. I asked linguist Professor Denise Trifone why this discrepancy occurs.
Perhaps before investigating the problem of adults learning a foreign language, we should look into why and how we learn language to begin with. It is, first of all, an involuntary process. Infants start responding to language almost upon birth and start uttering sounds to express themselves more or less within the first few months of life. By the time a baby is a year old, he or she can produce identifiable words. By the time a child is three, he or she can formulate entirely new sentences without having been formally taught. And by the time a child is six or seven, he or she can combine elaborate discourse with a surprisingly sophisticated vocabulary. And all this takes place with a limited amount of direct formal instruction. In a nutshell, language is acquired through exposure. We linguists like to use the term language instinct. By this, I mean children learn language automatically or instinctively, just as they learn how to walk, eat, or drink. We've realized as a species that language is important for our survival. I think this is why kids learn language, and even two languages, so quickly.
You've explained why kids learn language at a relatively fast rate. It seems that they are naturally wired to do so. But you haven't explained why adults seem unable to reach a comparable level of proficiency. Is our natural ability to learn language impaired as we grow older?
At a prepubescent level, we can learn one or more languages with relative ease. This ability starts abating as we enter adolescence. Our rate of acquisition slows down even more as we approach the end of puberty. By the time we enter adulthood, our ability to learn language is somehow hampered. There's another factor as well. Speaking is a motor skill, like playing a sport or a musical instrument. And just as children master all motor skills more effortlessly than adults, likewise the ability to speak comes to them more easily. This is why children learn a foreign language with complete fluency, while adults, even after decades of exposure and use, can never speak a foreign language without an accent, even a slightly discernible one. Of course, adults have to devote more of their mental resources to grapple with professional and personal challenges. This happens at the expense of being able to learn new skills, including a foreign language.
As with everything, there are exceptions in that some adults do manage to learn a foreign language as well as a native speaker when it comes to articulating their ideas. But one thing that seems unmanageable for adults is to speak a foreign language without an accent.
What does a speaker say about adults learning a foreign language? What does a speaker believe about young children? 43. What are 6 or 7-year-old children able to do? 44. What seems to be true according to the expert? 45. What problem is the expert mainly dealing with?